Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And joining me this morning, best-selling author Susan Wiggs. She's written her new book called Family Tree. Phenomenal read. It's one of those books that, you know, you take a lazy Saturday afternoon and just read the entire book because you don't want to put it down. How are you this morning, Susan?
Oh, I'm looking forward to one of those lazy afternoons myself. But so, today I'm super excited because it's this book has just been published by William Morrow Books, and I'm very excited to have it out and getting into the hands of readers.
How long did it take you to write this one?
That one took me almost a calendar year, and I usually don't remember that, but I do remember this one because for several reasons, and I won't go into all of them because I know time is short, but I know that I started writing the book in the middle of a snowstorm in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I don't live in New York, but I was there to visit my new publisher, William Morrow Books, and I was with my literary agent, and I was staying at a little hotel, and the snow was so bad that particular week that it actually made news and, you know, brought the city to a standstill, and I loved it. I thought it was so cool to be able to walk in Central Park with, you know, zero traffic zooming through.
Yes.
It was beautiful. It looked like a postcard. So I do know that I started it, and then I turned it in just before Christmas last year. So it spanned a calendar year for me, and I guess it's no coincidence that the book itself, Family Tree, spans a calendar year.
Oh,
the changing of the seasons is kind of a metaphor in the book.
It did. And I love the then and now. I love that. But you know what I love about you is that you teach us things about stuff we never thought about. So I learned about tree tapping and maple syrup and distillery. And I mean, all of that. It was phenomenal.
Oh, I love doing research. You know, I do know writers who don't care for it, but I have a very happily boring life usually. And so what I do is I go out and I research other careers and other worlds and other, you know, and I had no idea what I was in for when I said, oh, well, I'll just set this in beautiful Vermont and it'll take place on a sugar bush where they tap the trees for maple syrup. I had no idea what a culture that is around that. And it was really gratifying to learn so much more about it.
Very extensive. Okay, so let's talk about the book. This book, the story was phenomenal. I mean, I really loved it. I know I keep using phenomenal, but it was phenomenal. I love the characters and the excitement of going, you know, now and then. And it was just great. So give us the gist of the story.
Yeah, the gist of the story is Annie is my favorite kind of character to write about. I call her a striver. She's always reaching for that goal. She's very ambitious. She's very talented. And she also starts out in a place where you just know something's going to happen because we open the book and she's got her perfect life and her perfect house and her perfect husband and, you know, everything's great, her perfect career as a producer of a cooking show. And so we know, you know, things are not as they seem. And sure enough, we turn the page and probably one of the most dramatic occurrences that I've ever dreamed up happens to this poor character.
Yes.
And she finds herself having to really rebuild her life from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also no coincidence that, you know, when we first meet her, she's the producer of a cooking show called The Key Ingredient, which sounds a little smug and know-it-all. And in the end, she has become the person she was always meant to be. She just didn't realize it. And, you know, her new enterprise in the end is called Starting from Scratch.
What made you do this medical thing? That was also
You would have to ask that.
I mean,
okay,
but
I have to tell you what was happening in my personal life at the time. You know, I can laugh about it now because I'm very relieved to tell you that my mother is okay, But while I was writing the book, particularly the beginning scenes in the hospital, my mm-hmm. mother was in the hospital in a medically induced coma
wow.
following open heart surgery that did not go well.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was very fraught. I mean, it was very tense. I was all by myself, which I'm usually not. I have mm-hmm. an incredible, lovely, supportive family, but my husband was working overseas. My sister lives in Brisbane, Australia. My brother's in Texas, and I was here
wow.
in Washington all by myself with my, mm-hmm. you know, poor mom that, you know, was really
wow.
In trouble. She's 86.
Yes,
and
yes.
She's fine now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's a sense of realism to those scenes, you know, when I read back over them and I think, well, no wonder, you know, I could hear every sound
yeah.
and feel every heartbeat, literally. And
wait.
So that was one reason that those scenes were brought to life.
Unbelievable. I was like, did she experience this? Because it was close. I've experienced that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading yes. it going, wow, she's got it down pat.
No, yeah, it wasn't a stretch for me to do that research.
Yeah.
I was living it at the time.
That's amazing. And so we don't want to give away too much of the story. But the characters are just beautiful. And you brought this family back together at a very chaotic time. And this is
yeah.
something a lot of people move away from home. And I thought about this as she, you know, went away to college and never went back home. And so a lot of people do that until something happens and then they have to go back home.
Exactly. And I really wanted to dramatize that because it's exactly as you said. You leave home and you think, I'm done with that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking away. And Annie, like probably a lot of people in real life, she left some unfinished business back there and ended up having to go back and rebuild her life right there where it began. And she just discovers so much more that she took for granted. And so I really love the way that her journey, her longest journey, just brought her back home.
Yeah, it unfolded and involved her mom and dad. It was a lot of emotional things going on here. Divorce, infidelity, mom and dad, somebody leaving, abandonment. I mean, it was all these different things that she really had to go back home and face.
Yes, yes. And I think that one of the things that drew me to her is no matter what happened to her, she kind of had this sturdy spine about
mm-hmm.
it. She's very emotional and, you know, far from perfect, but she definitely had, you know, the steely spine that I so admire in people and, you know, strive for myself.
Absolutely. In the juxtaposition of Vermont and L.A.,
yes.
So
yes.
different.
I love
her.
The contrast there.
Yes, yes, yes. So different for her. And some people do go away. They want something totally different from how I grew up. I want this life and I don't want that life anymore. That's not me. I want to do this over here, but not always successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to create something really different. This is my first book for William Morrow Books,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted them to have a fresh bite at the apple. And so I really, really worked hard to show the contrast between L.A. and Vermont, and it's also a metaphor
mm-hmm.
for how different her life is when she's in one place or the other.
Exactly. Very different. And something else about this book is it is food heavy. So talk about...
I happen to be food heavy myself. I love to cook. It's a creative outlet for me, I think. And it often sneaks into my books.
Mm.
And in this case, it kind of went in with both barrels
it
blazing
did, yeah.
because she produces the cooking show. And it was very exciting for me to research that world as well. And my publisher was nice enough to publish a couple of recipes from the book on
mm-hmm.
cards, and they put them in I think on my Facebook page and also on my webpage, SusanWiggs.com. So your listeners can explore there if they're curious about some of the recipes.
Recipes.
I'm a big
phenomenal.
Fan of the there's a scene in the book where it's one of the back then scenes. Mm-hmm. She's in high school and she's in a cooking competition, and the challenge was to use all local ingredients.
Yes.
And I love the mm-hmm. cheddar beer soup that she
I know. I'm like, I want to make that. Goodness.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's mm-hmm. a good one. That one I think is on my website.
You know, just little bits and pieces, but one of the parts that was really touching was the family around the computer watching her when she was a little girl with her grandma doing a video. Even as a little girl, this was her life, and she knew she wanted to do what she turned out doing. So this was great.
Oh, well, thank you. I was one of those early writers. I knew from, you know, as soon as I could talk or even think that I wanted to be a writer. And so, you know, I was even that toddler writer. I would tell my mother to write this down. I would tell her, and I would dictate to her. And so I came to it very early. And so I imagine Annie in the same vein, where she just knew that she was passionate about food and cooking and the whole process of presenting that to the world in a video. And so that was a lot of fun for me. And I'm lucky to have wonderful female mentors in my life, both of my grandmothers, my mother, my sister. So I feel that was an homage to women who are, you know, mentors to other women.
Did this book really, like, bring back some memories for you? I know the part about your mom was really current, but, you mm-hmm. know, just really kind of tap into your childhood and who you were and who you turned out to be and
yes,
family
it did.
And all of
it
that?
Definitely did. Mm-hmm. Everything from the zany nieces and nephews to the stoner brother with a heart of gold and everything in between, you know, they're all inspired. I can't say that they directly reflect people in my life, mm-hmm. but they're definitely inspired by people in my life. And so it definitely did. And I often have a great deal of affection for my characters in the same way that mm-hmm. I do for the real people in my life. And I feel a lot of gratitude there. But I have to say, I didn't have that cooking grandmother that Annie has in the story. I had a grandma who was wildly creative at everything but cooking.
Mm.
She was the one who was knitting and doing pottery and drawing and storytelling.
Love that.
But when it came to cooking, her key recipe was like a carton of cottage cheese with canned fruit on top.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. That's funny. But you know, even in the book, you touched on a lot of very current things. Like, you know, from a market, table to market and market to table, and marijuana, growing marijuana for medicinal purposes, and, mm-hmm. you know, online videos. You touch on a lot of very current things.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun for me. If you're going to write a book with a contemporary setting, it has to really feel like it takes place in the contemporary mm-hmm. world. And everywhere we look, it's evolving. You know,
yes.
Sometimes I worry that the book that I wrote a year ago isn't even going to seem current
exactly.
because there's a new app for that, you know. So I try to keep up as best I can. And it's incredibly entertaining, probably too entertaining at times. It's very distracting.
Wow.
So I suspect that's why I write my books in longhand, mm-hmm. because I can't surf the internet when I'm, you know, writing with pen and paper.
Too much crazy stuff. So what's next for Susan?
I have a book that I just finished the draft of. I sent it in to my publisher. It currently doesn't have a title, but it will be out probably around this time next
okay.
year. And I would be so grateful if I got to come back next year with you and have another visit about that one.
Absolutely. Tell folks where they can find the book and where they can learn more about you.
Okay. SusanWiggs.com has links to buy on any online bookstore of your choice. And I also encourage people to visit their local bricks and mortar bookstore as well. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that book will be front and center as you walk in. And I would love to hear from readers on any of your favorite social networking channels.
All right. It's called Family Tree. You are going to so enjoy this book. Susan Wiggs with 2 G's joins us this morning. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me on.